You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So hormones, they're like the invisible conductors of our body's orchestra, sometimes keeping perfect time and other times throwing everything off boat. For women, hormonal changes can feel like a roller coaster ride with unexpected twists and turns. From adolescence to menopause, understanding and managing these changes is crucial for maintaining balance and well-being. So in this episode here with Dr. Una Bulawayo, we're going to delve into the science and faith behind hormonal changes, offering insights and strategies to help women navigate this ever-changing journey with grace and confidence. Dr. Una, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you? Good morning.
I am good. I'm good. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us. There was a time in my life, I really don't know what was happening. I think I was a teen then, and I was a little overweight or something. Someone mentioned issues about hormones. I'm like, where is my weight entering in hormones, you know? So it's one thing that I don't know. I don't understand. Things just happen, and then I go, the doctor say one thing, and I never understand. So I'm learning everything clearly today, you know, from you. Yeah. So, but before we even get to the other things, what are hormones? Gashle, you know, is it only women who has them, or men also have hormones?
What are hormones? So that's an interesting question. Yeah. So hormones are basically, they are chemicals in our body that usually serves as messengers that take one message from one portion to the other, or from the organs to the tissues. Mm-hmm. They work at different roles, different things, depending on which organ or which tissue is being affected. And it's not only women who have hormones. Men also do have hormones.
Okay. Just that they want to tease us when they say, you see, these women and their hormones, they're acting up. They just want to exactly. tease us as if like... Thank you for that.
Exactly. For instance, like the insulin, for the hormone that controls the blood sugar, it's there for in both of us, men and female.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Me, now I'm happy. Now we can go to the other conversations that has been cleared. You know, so when we are now understanding the science behind the hormonal changes, right, as women, how can it now help us manage the effects on our day-to-day lives? Because I understand, for example, when we're going to on our menstrual periods, the hormones have done something. I don't know, you know. So when we are understanding now the science behind the hormones, how can we now better live our lives?
So I believe when we understand it, we are actually empowered. Mm-hmm. So when you are empowered, you make right decisions. Because when you look at the cycle, usually it's not only actually menses for women. It's like you mentioned, from adolescence, menses, there's also pregnancy. Mm. There's after delivery. There's menopause. There's so many things in with a woman's life. But when one is empowered, one is knowledgeable, then it helps them to anticipate and possibly mitigate the physical and emotional symptoms that are associated with this fluctuation, this roller coaster of hormone levels. Mm. So one is able then to make lifestyle changes and seek support depending on their hormonal patterns. Mm. And when you make lifestyle changes, it's different things, like you need to optimize your sleep pattern, adjust your routine, looking at how the hormones disturb your routine, manage your energy levels, because one moment your energy is high, next moment your energy levels are low. And also the physical symptoms, other people find themselves bloated, tender breaths, headaches, and easily triggered, everything. There's so many things. But when you understand the science behind it, you then are empowered to take control of a lot of things. Mm. And you also get to know when to seek help if necessary. You know that, okay, no, this is normal, this is fine, I'm just close to getting my menses, it's okay to pass.
Yes.
But when you don't understand it all, it becomes difficult to deal with it, to manage the effects. Mm. You lose control, basically, if you don't understand it.
And you know, you're very right that we lose control, because a lot of things happen on a month-to-month basis. Yeah. And sometimes, like, you know, we're throwing our toys out of the bucket, you know. So looking at faith, you know, what role does it play in coping with emotional and physical changes of hormonal fluctuations? You know, as we're saying that sometimes we wake up, we don't have energy. And when we don't have that energy now, our mood is down. Sometimes we don't even want to pray. We don't even want to do anything, you know. So how does faith now help us to say, Zanele, you didn't wake up on the left side, nay, my baby. You just that your hormones have changed or they've done something. Nothing is going to happen to you. Just, you know. So how does it help us in terms of managing those fluctuations?
It's quite interesting that when the hormones step in, they affect all your life, basically. Yes. There's no portion of your life that is spared. Even true. your faith is spared.
Yeah.
But when I think about like this question, I'm like, the first thing that popped into my life was like, you know, you get to appreciate God as the creator.
Mm.
And it all then kind of makes sense. Like at the meaning of all these things, the fluctuating and everything, you find purpose with them. And the other thing about faith is that we know that when it comes to faith, we then talk about issues of prayer and meditations, mm-hmm. which have already been proved or shown to be good stress management tools or good stress reducers. So when one is living as a faith person or is living in faith, they're able to live with prayer and meditation. And also faith gives you a positive outlook to life generally. Mm. And you get to realize that this challenge is actually, they're temporary and they are manageable. It's passing.
Mm.
And the other thing that is very beneficial with faith is that it comes with social support, the network of support, the sisterhood mm-hmm. and everything. And you get people to share with the challenges that you're facing, and you get to be to realize that, oh, actually this is normal or this is abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
You get to be comforted with what you're facing.
Mm-hmm.
So there is so much that faith like helps with coping with this emotional and physical changes of this hormonal fluctuations.
Mm. So for people like me who does not necessarily have that circle of friends, you know, the word necessary is very key thing, necessarily, you know, where I don't have those sisters where I'm like, ish, I can text at any point in time or anything. We're okay, fine. On Sabbath, we talk, we write, you want to lay, but once we leave,
you're all alone.
You know, so how would I, what are some tips that, for example, that I can use when those fluctuations happen? Because sometimes you get too moody. Everyone in the house, when the children be like, hey, what happened to mommy today? You know, because everything is out the window. What are some of the things, you know, that I can use to manage those fluctuations, those changes at home? Because at that time, there's no one where I can say, hey, sisters, you know, it's not okay. Maybe they give me a scriptanyana there to uplift me. That time, I don't even want to hear gospel songs playing or anything like that. Or someone recommend. Because sometimes you just need someone to recommend. And then it clicks that, oh man, I can actually do this, you know. But for those mm-hmm. who do not have, okay. maybe they're just surrounded with the husband, maybe, or the children only. What can we do or what can they do when they're seeing that this one today, it seems like the scales have been tipped outside, upside down.
Daniel. Okay. Like you already mentioned that like the support is very crucial, but mm. there are other things that one can help with them. So like I mentioned in the first point that mm. you know, when you have knowledge, you are empowered.
Yes.
So oftentimes, most of the times nowadays in our phones, we have apps that alert us that, oh, you are ovulating now,
yes.
or your period, you are 2 days before your period. So those little things kind of like they alert you to where your body mm. is generally. And when you have tracked your cycle or your body, you'd get to identify pattern in your moods, your energy levels throughout the month. So when you know how your body functions, then you basically know like how to deal with this kind of situations. The other thing, because it's not only hormones that triggers us when the cycle changes, also mm-hmm. our lifestyle basically.
Mm-hmm.
So one has to, yes,
I'm sure.
You have to be healthy living, like
yeah.
the regular exercise, the balanced diet, adequate sleep and everything. Because when you don't adequately sleep, for instance, you'll be there anxious or triggered because you didn't sleep enough. Next thing, the hormones are also adding on top. It becomes a roller coaster. You find yourself throwing tantrums unnecessarily. So we have to, it's a lifestyle basically also. You have to be in charge of your life. The other thing is, if you have others around you, like the support is very important. Also communicate. Let me say, for instance, you feel like you are triggered, communicate with your partner or thing, because they get to be aware that you have a situation at the moment, and then they also limit on your triggers. Like, we are living with each other, you can just irritate me, but I'm already irritated from my hormonal changes, so it becomes worse.
Yeah,
you can imagine. I'm already irritable. You come and irritate me even more. The other thing, seek professional help, because some people, although they're so called normal, some people they're not coping with the changes, either physically, like there's just excess bleeding, or for instance, or emotionally, like their emotions just lose control. Seek help and see if there's anything that you can be assisted with, either counseling or medication that can help. Because sometimes it's the physical symptoms that tend to even make our emotional situations worse. Because remember, the body is one. So if one part is not functioning, the other parts get to be affected. So we need to seek necessary help, professional help, if one is not coping.
Yeah. You know, one thing that we struggle with, or we don't do often, is the passing of the knowledge. You know, because you said that, you know, knowledge is very key. How then do we talk to our young children about the hormones, right? Because I remember when I grew up, shame. Yes, we've suffered, ne? As we are not Gen Z, the information, the way it came. Hey! Anyway, because I remember there was a time, I digress a bit, when my mom came to me this other time, I even forgot what grade I was in. She was like, Wena, I'm going to take you to the doctor to go and check if you're still a virgin. If I find out that you are not, I'm going to deal with you. I'm like, oh, wow. I'm sitting there, like I'm doing my homework, and I'm like, but I've not misbehaved or anything, you know. So for me, in my childhood, that's the one talk that I remember vividly with my mom. So when it comes to hormones, for example, I never had a conversation or anyone talk to me saying, listen, when you go to your periods, it's because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 has happened. Your hormones are changing, ganje, ganje, ganje. It was like, hey, if you see anything happening there, come tell us. We'll buy you pads. It was my sister. This is how you put on a pad. That's it, you know? So all of those changes that are happening in the body, I never had a conversation with that. I remember also the other one was when the breast started to form, you had to wake up at 5 o'clock, ne, and face the sun. Yes, we have suffered. And swept them out.
I still remember.
And then you take the broom, you broom your beauties, so they can go back because they're still young, you know. So those are the things where we never had the conversation to say, girl, you are growing. Your hormones are, for me, if they're transitioning, I don't know, they're transitioning from A to B, you understand? It's natural or anything. Tina, there were things done to reverse it. You know, so now thinking about all these things, that I'm like, okay, so how do I have the conversation with? Because I think mostly they affect women, because the changes are more physical in women. So now, how do I speak to my daughter who's 10 delay and say, baby girl, when you are at this age, when this thing is happening, your hormones have changed from A to B, or they're moving from, not me scaring her, like how, you know, how we, what we went through, because I. It was a lot.
Yeah, we went through a lot, James. We went through a lot. It's amazing that it was. It's almost the same. Like I'm in Botswana, and we still did that broom thing.
Yep.
But nowadays, it's good that our generation is changing, actually, and I kind of love it, because we now. get to appreciate the benefits of talking to our children, whether a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
And we have to sit them down and educate them. The other benefit nowadays for parents is that the schools actually do a lot, like they teach them the things earlier. But you have to do it at home early, because once they start asking you, they've actually had something. And when you sit down and talk to them, be as honest as you can be to them about the expectation, the changes that will take place in their body. And like you were saying, also teach them how to deal with the changes that are happening. You are creating an open communication so that if things happen, they're not afraid to come back and talk to you, to say, "Mommy, now I am heavy bleeding. Is that normal? Like, mommy, I'm feeling this irritable. I'm feeling angry today. I don't know what's happening." Or else then, if we don't teach them, we're going to have to now deal with the effects of the hormones in the house, because they will throw tantrums, because the hormones would push you to do that. But them knowing, then you take control to say that, no, okay, it's just hormones that temporarily will pass. I don't have to let it control me. Also, and as they start their menses, for instance, you have to teach them how to manage with the premenstrual symptoms.
Yes.
And also for them, they have to see, like, learn from us as parents, the normal and the not so normal. And we have to also teach them at an early age that if it's not normal, take help.
Yes.
So education, open communication, those are very, very important. Also emotional support. Sometimes nowadays we do talk, but it's just, you know, from the book that this is happening, but emotionally we're not there for them.
Yes.
It's very important to be emotionally available for them. Let them have a shoulder to cry on. Let them not go outside and cry there. So, yeah.
You know, that is very good, because another one before we close, I remember my son, he's 30 now. I think it started at 12, you know, when the skin now breaks out, you know, he has pimples and everything else. And I was thinking the other day, and I was like, hey, children of today, you know, they're very like, yo, Tina, we got teased. Yo, whenever the pimples started, the teasing was proper. Yeah. There was a time when they wouldn't call you lunch bar because of how that chocolate if your face was like that. But now I remember when my son started, he just came, he's like, "Mom, also these pimples." I'm like, "No, nah, man, don't worry, you're gonna be fine, it's a stage and everything else," because sometimes they come, some are too huge, some are too small and everything else. And I was like, "No, don't worry, you know, I believe you have my skin, which is very smooth, so after some time it's gonna go." And whenever some of them would go, he would say, "Oh no, they're actually quite, you know, they're going," but now this side so we do have that conversation nicely. And I was like, you are lucky, because then I tell you, you are going to have been called names and everything else. So with the boys as well, I truly believe that we also have to have a conversation with them. But sometimes as mommies, it can be, we're trying to bring them close as the boys and everything else, and we know that men hardly talk. We don't understand why, but anyway, that is just who they are. So how important is it for the dads as well, or the uncles, where there is no dad, to be really involved in understanding of these hormone situations, so that they better explain to them the issues of the pimple when they wake up? Sometimes others, they scream because things are standing there, you know, so that they explain to them nicely. How important is it as well for the dads to also get involved?
It's very crucial. Because nowadays, gone are those days where the mother was the one who was there for the family, although he could, like, the dad was there. But a lot of things were done by the mothers. Nowadays, both parents are involved. Recently, actually, it's not talking per se, but recently saw a video on TikTok where that man was carrying his child on the back. I don't know what you call it in Zulu.
Yes.
And I was like, wow. Back in the days, you would not. It's a taboo to actually for a man to do that. So even in when it comes to issues of our open communication, educating our children about anything, about their hormones, the changes that will take place in their body, it's very important for the family, for the whole family to be there, because And some families, actually, the mother might not be there. It will be the uncle and the father, and he has to be able to teach them. And for our children, you start as early as you can to create that open communication. It's not going to start at the hormone stage when they are reaching puberty.
Yeah.
That communication needs to be created at a very early stage. And that's when we can be able to. And like you were saying, that sometimes for the girl child and the mother, it's easy. But sometimes for the girl child and the father, talking about the hormone, the periods, it's a tough talk. It's almost like the mother and the puberty to the guy, to the boy child. It's quite an uncomfortable conversation, but that has to be done.
Thank you so much for that one, hey. And I'm also loving how the experiences, they're quite similar to us, even though we are kilometers and kilometers away from each other. So, Dr. Una, thank you so much for coming through. I'm going to ask that, you know, can you please just offer a word of prayer for our children and us as the parents as well, and women that, you know, and men, everybody, you know, so that we may understand more of the issues of these hormones and be able to seek out advice, medical advice when necessary, but also just be knowledgeable in what is happening in our bodies.
Okay, let us pray. Heavenly Father above, we come before your throne. We thank you, dear God, that we have managed to have this conversation. We pray, dear God, that may you forgive us our sins and may you hear our prayers. Lord, we bring our children before your throne, Lord. There's so much, dear God. So many ears that are willing to listen to them, dear God. So many voices speaking to them, Heavenly Father. We pray, Almighty Redeemer, that may you help us, dear God, to be attentive to them. May you help us. May your Holy Spirit speak to them through us, dear God. May you be the guide, dear God. We know you understand our family dynamics, the differences in each and every house, Heavenly Father. We pray, dear God, that may your Holy Spirit work. We know, dear God, that you are a God of the impossible and you are able to make things that seem impossible possible, dear God. I pray that may you abide with us. Our families, dear God, are our basis for our churches and for the world, dear God, for our countries and everything, dear God. We need you more there, Heavenly Father. May you please, dear God, pour your Spirit, pour your Holy Spirit upon each one of us, Lord. This I pray in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Una. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Have a lovely day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.